And joining us on this Friday morning from the Chamber, Janelle Walmsley. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing good. And yourself?
Oh, fantastic. And you're right. The weather's beautiful out.
Oh, man. See, you give us a call, and we've got Chamber weather just about all weekend long. You can't ask for anything better.
Hey, we try to hook you up where we can.
And you do very well.
Wonderful. Hey, I wanted to start off this morning by saying thank you to all of the East Tawas businesses and the community. We co-sponsored a conference this week called Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities, had an extra 125 people in town, and just had a fantastic conference. So thank you to all the businesses that participated in that.
Indeed. Well, they know the importance of, the shopping local and that, and any chance they can all get together to, maybe make that even better.
Exactly. It was just a wonderful week, and we wanted to say thank you to everybody who supported us for that. Now to jump right into all the activities that we have, starting this weekend, in fact tonight, the Tawas Bay Players present a comedy, Merry Christmas, Dear Grandpa. Just in case you're not quite in the Christmas mood yet, we are going to ramp it up and get started. I've heard that this thing is just hysterical. It starts tonight, and then again next weekend, the comedy is written and directed locally by Michael Jacot. And for more information, you can visit TawasBayPlayers.com or call them at 362-8373. Showtimes are 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and then they have a matinee at 2 on Sunday. So that's this weekend and next weekend.
That's right. Get into the Christmas spirit a little earlier and then be ready for Halloween.
There you go. Yeah. Just a little out of order, but it'll all be fun.
That's fine, yeah.
Everyone's invited to join us tomorrow, that's Saturday, October 11th, at 11 a.m. for the grand opening and ribbon cutting of Uncle Winnie's Antiques. They have relocated to 115 Newman Street, right there in East Tawas. We're thrilled to have them downtown, and they're just really excited to reintroduce them to the community tomorrow morning.
Nothing better than on a Saturday afternoon perusing some antiques in an antique store.
Exactly, and they have a huge setup there, and it's just the store is looking beautiful. They've got so many lovely things. So come on out and join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Sounds like fun.
Great. The Guys and Dolls Night Out, there's a quarter auction. That's going to be held tomorrow. That's Saturday night at 6 o'clock. That's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall. The auction starts at 6:30. Admission's only $1, but don't forget to bring all your quarters for that auction.
That's right. That's a unique kind of thing, the way they auction stuff off with those quarters. If you haven't been to one, experience it.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. If you have any questions, you can call 362-8015 for more information.
All right.
This weekend is the 19th annual Great Lakes Lighthouse Festival. Have you been talking about this at all?
Yes, we have. In fact, we were giving away passes to that for the weekend.
Oh, wonderful. What a great opportunity, not just to tour our lighthouse here in town, but all of the ones up and down the Heritage 23 route.
Yes, indeed. And we've got some nice ones, too.
Fantastic. Call the Chamber at 362-8643 if you have any more questions about that. Moving into next week, the Tawas Community Concert Band will perform their fall concert. It's called Sounds Familiar. And that's going to be Monday, October 13th at 7:30 at the Tawas High School Gymnasium. Admission is free. Of course, they always take a donation. And what a great cause. They turn around and give scholarships to kids to pursue their musical interests.
And they do a great job musically, too. They've been after me to come on out and play, but I don't want to lower their their skill level.
I don't think that happened. Kevin, what instrument do you play?
The trumpet.
Do you really?
Many years ago, yeah.
I think you should go ahead and take them up on that.
That's what John Thomas says, too, but, I don't know. So we'll see. Maybe one day I'll surprise everybody and be out there.
Kevin, you have to start tooting your own horn.
Oh, I like that. You get one of these. There you go.
Thank you. The Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning is hosting an elk viewing carriage ride, gourmet dinner, and wine tasting trip up to Thunder Bay Resort in Hillman. This is a really popular thing. The trip is scheduled for Wednesday, October 15th, so just around the corner. Mm-hmm. You have to have a reservation. These trips fill up so quickly.
Yeah.
So call to sign up. No, that's 362-3006, extension 168. They have a huge schedule of all kinds of trips. I know a lot of people who go on these things, and they love them.
Yes.
They have a full schedule at the Chamber, too, if anybody's interested in that.
All righty.
We are asking everyone to join us on Thursday, October 16th. That's next Thursday. For the Chamber Business After Hours, we're going to do that from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Tawas Area Middle School. It's a great networking opportunity for anyone in business, and yet it's also going to be a wonderful spotlight on the school millage issue and how that's going to help our community, whether you're a business person, resident, or even a family with students.
Right.
Let's see, what else do we have going on, Kevin? The farm market is still going strong this Saturday from 8 to 1 down in Gateway Park in Tawas City. Make sure you join us. It won't be around for many more weeks, the way this weather's getting a little chilly.
Seems like we were just talking about it opening up, and now here we are talking about it winding down already.
All right, but lots of good tomatoes and cucumbers in between.
That's right, and I would imagine, now you could probably get pumpkins and gourds, some good stuff out there, too.
Absolutely. They still have a great selection.
Yes.
The Tawas Area Knights of Columbus hosts bingo every Sunday at 5:30 at the hall there on Newman Street in East Tawas. And they're also doing their Monday night burger night. So don't miss either of those activities.
Yeah.
And Kevin, as you know, the Chamber is a membership organization. We're adding new members all the time. And we are pleased to welcome our newest member, which is Sleep by the Bay in East Tawas. I'm sure your listeners have heard a little bit about them.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're a business and you're interested in learning about all the benefits of joining the Chamber, whether it's our ribbon cutting ceremonies, our business after hours, or all the different educational things we do, please stop in and call us. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. You can contact us at 362-8643 or visit our website at tawas.com.
Sounds wonderful. Janelle, you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday morning from McDonald's.
That sounds great, Kevin. You have a good weekend, too.
Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you.